Sound the trumpets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the Dow to its friends, has crossed the 10,000 mark. A stock market that looks scary and gloomy at 9,999 is, at 10,000, a lush landscape of opportunity and wealth. Or is it? Before we get all suspicious and snarky, let's not be ungrateful. Our 401ks, which had become 201ks, are now looking more like 301ks, an improvement to be sure. But now you have a dilemma. When the Dow was spiraling downward, you knew just what to do. You crawled under the bed and waited for the storm to pass. But when the Dow crossed the 10,000 mark, your confidence started to wobble. You began to wonder, am I missing the boat, and should I jump on board? It's difficult to be a reasonable adult and see your emotions rise and fall based on a number. Not since we lived or died by our SAT scores have a few digits meant so much to so many. I'll bet not even Charles Dow, a journalist working on Wall Street, wanted to have this effect on our lives when he cobbled together his average in 1884. In those days, the components of the Dow were 11 smokestack companies and railroads, the movers and shakers and polluters of its day. This historical tidbit may not do much to illuminate the future, but it is interesting to note that the source of your agita was devised 125 years ago to track the progress of the Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western Railroad. So what do you do now? While it is comforting to have an index to hold on to, it doesn't change the basically unknowable nature of investing, or for that matter, life. Accept this fundamental uncertainty and you can put Dow 10,000 in perspective and base your investment decisions on more realistic parameters. Of course, if you really want a number to help you predict the future, there is one that has a proven track record. It's called the Magic 8-Ball. With a perspective, this is Bob Goldman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.